Eyes on the Horizon, the name of that track and the name of the album it came from, the Joe Fonda Quartet, with Wadada Leo Smith as the featured trumpeter there. And this group is, the more that you listen to this album, the more intensity you feel, and the warmth and the relationship between these musicians is really quite remarkable. One of my favorites for the year, for sure. And you have heard and will hear probably the whole thing over the weeks or whatever to come. And before we move on to something else, which is sort of the pattern, I get inundated with new material and try and get as much of it as possible on air, but it doesn't always work. But I'm looking back on the year just over, just a few hours over here, and I will continue to do so now. It is now 11:09. We are into the second hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black. Moving back to Canada now with a band out of the GTA, gets together every now and then. It is the Carn Davidson Nine. William Carn plays trombone and is the joint leader here with his wife Tara Davidson on alto sax and flute. And the Carn Davidson Nine has a bunch of really great Canadian musicians with them. Kelly Jefferson on tenor and clarinet. Sharantha Bedaj on barry and bass clarinet. Jason Logue on trumpet, along with Kevin Turcotte. As I mentioned, William Carn on trombone. Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums. It's a really, really neat band, and they play very well together. They have performed here at the Jazz Festival a year or two ago, and this is a very fine group indeed, and it's one of my favorite albums. It's called Reverence, coming out of last year. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Florenzio, and it is actually a tribute to William Carne's father. William Carne is partly Costa Rican in his Latin heritage, and he named the movement that he wrote Florenzio after his father, who was his first music teacher, as the liner notes say, without his even recognizing it. And he's thanking him for his passion of music that he got from his dad. And the second track is called Joy, and it's for Kenny. Here is two tracks from Reverence with the Carne Davidson 9.
Thank you.
the Carn Davidson Nine out of the GTA with their album called Reverence, one of my favorites for the year. I think it's a fine group. They work so well together. They've been working together for a long time. And in person, they're just as much fun to listen to as on record. Their album called Reverence is one of my favorites for the year. And if you've been just tuning in or haven't heard my earlier introductions, there's no historical segment on my show today. Usually, I do have a part of the episode where I play previous material. But I've decided that today, it's January 1st. I'm wishing you all a Happy New Year, and I hope you're having a day to kick back a bit. And I'm playing tracks from albums that make up a good part of my best of album list for 2024. There were some really great albums released last year. I can say that now. And they're a lot more than the 8 or 9 or 10 that I'm sampling today. And you'll hear more of those in the weeks to come as I review the best of the previous year and look forward to what's going to happen this year, which will be, I'm sure, full of surprises and neat albums as well. Well, I'm moving now to one of my favorite albums of the year. It was actually recorded 10 years or so ago, but it was just released. It doesn't quite qualify as historical segment. You usually have at least 20 or 25 years before I call something my historical segment. But this is saxophonist Wayne Shorter, one of the icons in the whole jazz genre. He died in 2023, but for the last few months of his life, he had been asked by Blue Note, I guess, to look through a large batch of unreleased recordings and curate them and review them to see if they were worth releasing. And the first one that he got excited about was a 2014 live concert from the Stockholm Jazz Festival. And it ended up as a 2-album release last year. And it is called Celebration Volume 1. The story is that just before he died, when he was in the hospital, he knew that he wasn't going to be around for the release of the album, but he wanted it called Celebration, not anything else, not review, not retrospective, whatever. He wanted Celebration. So this is Celebration Volume 1, and I think that was a lovely thing for him to do. And this is really a 2-CD release that is really quite great. His late career quartet, which is what this represents, has Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And they are all in a really amazing form here. I'm going to play the track. Some of the tracks are very long. I'm going to play this one. It runs just over a quarter hour. And it is gentle. It has real intensity and involvement, and it's beautiful. It's called Lotus. Here from 2014, but just released in 2024, is the Wayne Shorter Quartet, Lotus. Thank you. From 2014, the Swedish Jazz Festival, Wayne Shorter Quartet with a track called Lotus. On a released last year for the first time, two CDs from that called Celebration Volume 1. I'm hoping there'll be a Volumes 2 and thereafter as well, if he could find something as worthy as that of being released for the first time. Very fine work there by that quartet, and a great master of jazz, Wayne Shorter. And that's brought us to 11:49, sneaking up on the end of our second hour today. And I think I might take advantage of this break in the action, so to speak, to let's see if I can get the mouse to work here. There you go. To let you know exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Indeed, I think this station offers great community radio 24/7 and around the year. And we've just started a new one. So let's keep on going here. You're listening to Voyage, is the program here at CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Jazz live on Wednesdays between 10 and 1. We stream live at ckuw.ca, so you don't need to be bound to your radio. You can check it out on your device as well. And we archive our shows there as well at ckuw.ca if you follow the links to the program of your choice. There are options there for you to hear what's been going on earlier on in weeks gone by. And you can get caught up or get a wider idea of the range of any program that you're listening to. But this one is Voyage, so let's get back to some jazz here for the little over an hour left, so there's lots more to come. An album that sort of I was originally wondering what I was going to hear when I first picked this up, because I know the work of Chick Corea very well, but I don't really know the work of Bela Fleck in terms of doing intense jazz banjo playing. Banjo is not totally unheard of in jazz, but it's really not a common jazz instrument. Bluegrass and stuff like that, absolutely. But Bela Fleck just makes this absolutely a jazz instrument. And it's a terrific collaborative effort between Chick Corea and Bela Fleck. Chick Corea died in 2021 of cancer at the age of 79, And his partner here, Bela Fleck, was traveling with him on their final, I guess around the same time anyhow, a final European concert tour in 2019. So this album is a part of the concert tour and partly a studio. It's not it's a mix of both, but this is a really, again, it's one of those ones where you get your head around the fact that this is a banjo and you're not used to hearing a banjo. The skill of Bela Fleck is staggering, and the two of them work together similar to the classic duet sessions with Chick Corea and vibraphonist Gary Burton. And obviously the sound is very different, but there are similarities in terms of the almost paranormal ability of these two to get into each other's musical minds and provide a treat for anybody who is paying attention. I'm going to play three tracks from the album called Remembrance. The first one is very brief. It's called Impromptu Number 2, Mock Turtle. Only runs a couple of minutes. And then I'm going to do Bemcha Swing, which is an old bop tune from way back. And the third one is called Lucky Bounce. And you'll get a sense of the remarkable range and skill of these two guys working together. Here is, from Reverence, Chick Corea and Bela Fleck.